Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age." And I believe that because to this day, I feel Jesus. Yes, I do. I feel Jesus.
I feel Jesus.
I feel Jesus.
I feel Jesus.
And he's in this place.
As my soul
burns.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Encouraging Thursdays with CA here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Do you feel Jesus in this place? Boy, I do. I definitely do. So, yes, indeed, my late friend Carmen, one of his oldies but goodies out of the CA vault, putting it on Encouraging Thursdays this morning. Today is, this is how fast time's going by. That's right, September the 7th, 2023. And good morning, everybody. CA here at the iHeartRadio studio in central downtown Fort Worth, Faith Studio 1. We're here to love, serve, and encourage. I want to remind you, we're going to be doing some texts of prayers. I'm going to be doing about three. We're going to kind of shorten them by one. So we're going to do three, and then later on we're going to do another three texts of prayers. So if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, gangs, feel free. You can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. All right, well, let's read our text of prayers, and happy Thursday morning for you. Probably a short week for a lot of you guys, as it is for me with the Labor Day weekend. Maria in Mississippi says, good morning, CA. Oh, I'm just feeling horrible. I'm sick at the moment. Stomach flu to mold issues. Oh no, the trifectas. Praying for healing and an answer on how to solve the mold issue in our home. Thank you for covering us in prayer. Absolutely, Maria, we are going to pray for you right now in Mississippi. First off, I want to say I'm sorry you're sick at the moment. Secondly, I'm sorry you have the stomach flu to regular flu and now mold issues. Goodness, that's too much of a heavy trifecta. So we're going to pray with you, praying for healings and answers on how to solve the mold issue for guidance. So dear Jesus, we come to you with this urgent prayer for Maria in Mississippi. God, I just pray that you just help her. Oh God, she needs help trying to get out this flu. And now she's got mold issues. God, we need a gentle touch from you. We're believing as a body of believers in 110% total agreement. In Jesus' name, amen. Francis in New York writes me, pray we can get rid of bed bugs. Ugh, yes, bed bugs. Who loves those? Goodness. Francis, we're going to pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, I just come to you united in prayer. We're going to pray for Francis right now. God, we just pray in Jesus' name those bed bugs be gone. Let her get the formula mix she needs to get her house sprayed and get rid of those bed bugs. And we lift it up and give it all to you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Francis, hang in there. Tabitha in Colorado writes me, CA, I just love the deacon. You need to have him more often on and also let him do the radio show. You know what? I probably am going to have him do that as a special treat for you guys. We'll work on that. Okay, it sounds like a good idea. And thank you for all you do for people, touching lives and helping people with prayer. You know what? That's what a brother in Christ does, Tabitha. So let's pray for you right now. Here you have your prayer request. Pray for me. I have a job opportunity opened up. I pray I get the job. It's always exciting when an opportunity comes available for a job. So we're going to pray with you right now. We're going to pray for you that a job comes available. So Lord Jesus, we're praying right now for Tabitha. God, I just pray in Colorado. I pray this job opportunity has come up. And I pray in Jesus' name that it comes through for her. And this is what you want her to dwell in on this particular job and help her and guide her and help her financially. For we give all this to you in 110% total agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's get some more encouraging. You know, even during prayer time, every hour, every moment, Lord, we need you. How about some David Leonard and Josh Baldwin? Listen to the words. Good morning, coffee up.
happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. Cause it ain't even fake till your plan falls apart, but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, and well, when it's over, it's like drowning in the shadows. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your road. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over.
I love that song. Taryn Wells, Joy in the Morning. Now he's Pastor Taryn Wells, getting ready to get that church planted ever so closely. So we're going to keep you all posted. So stay tuned for that. So again, it's Encouraging Thursdays with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. I got another song I'm going to play here. A lot of times we have our storybooks are being told and everything, right? Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Weave, one of my favorites. It's God is in the Story. You know, not only is He in my story in my life, He's in your story too as well.
There's torn up pages in this book. Words that tell me I'm no good. Chapters that define me for so long. But the hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up. Told my heart that hope is never gone. God is in this story. God is in the details.
looking out my window, feeling the crescendo, sunset on a quiet sea. Sitting with the ones that I'll forever love, we're waiting on a flash of green. And even when the nights got cold, you have always held me close. You're the only rock that I could ever stand on, you're the only one for me. The sun goes up, the sun comes down, this old world keeps spinning round. I'm here traveling down this long and winding road. Seasons come, the seasons go, they take me high, they leave me low. But I'm still standing on the only rock I know, you're my cornerstone. Sweating through a long night, wrestling the hounds of shame. Trying to turn the hands back on a troubling past, every move I make's in vain. But even in the shifting winds, you are who you've always been. You're the only rock that I could ever stand on, through it all you remain. The sun goes up, the sun comes down, this old world keeps spinning round. I'm here traveling down this long.
Tell you all that I've learned to be true.
Don't lose.
safe in my arms. So don't lose hope.
One of my many favorite Stephen Curtis Chapman songs, Don't Lose Heart, that's Stephen Curtis Chapman and Michael Temple. And that's a beautiful song. Well, good morning, everybody. How you doing? CA at the Rim. Here at Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown, central downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Hot, humid, muggy day. We're still trying to get through this summer, even though fall's around the corner. Okay, let's finish up some more, three more texts of prayers, then we'll finish up on close out on some of our music. We have one here. Amanda in Hawaii writes me, says, praying for my husband and our marriage. Things are rocky, lots of miscommunication, feeling disconnected. Praying for my husband's relationship with our 17-year-old son. Not uncommon. The number one question is God in the mix. Amanda, you sound like you're a believer. I'm sure. I hope your husband's a believer. You got to come together, get some marital counseling, get that worked out with your 17-year-old son, your husband's relationship with your 17-year-old son. When they're at that stage of fickleness, of teenageness, almost into adulthood, it's a challenge. But pulling together as one team, that would be you, him, and Christ, 2 + 1 = 3. And just working it out. So let's pray for you as a body of believers and as radio listeners. Dear Jesus, we pray for Amanda in Hawaii. We're praying for her husband and their marriage. It's rocky right now. There's a lot of miscommunication. They're feeling disconnected. God, I just pray for her husband's relationship with her 17-year-old son. Please, Jesus, help him. And we just lay your hands upon him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Diane in Arizona writes me, CA, will you please pray for my upcoming thyroid appointment, cancer checkup, brain scan, for my headaches that keep coming back, and for good and healthy results. Sounds like she has a trifecta, folks. Upcoming thyroid appointment, cancer checkup, and this brain scan. So let's just pray together, all together in Jesus' name for Diane. Dear Lord, we pray for Diane in Arizona. God, I just pray that you'd just be with her, that you'd just help her, and God, that you would just help her with these headaches or the brain scan too as well. We lift it up and give it all to you in Jesus' name. We pray. And all God's people said, amen. And let's pray for Ken, who has one more here. Ken, pray for me to find a new job soon. That's right, Ken. Didn't give me the state he's in, but God, you know the situation. We want to pray for Ken. God, I just pray you just help him in his housing situation. Be with him, O Lord, I pray. Watch over God and protect him. In Jesus' name we pray. God's people said, amen. Okay, so those are some great six prayer requests that we have. So now I want to go ahead and kick off some more music as we get ready to close out Encouraging Thursdays here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. And I can't think of a better song that would go great with these prayer requests. And all over, this is a Brandon Lake song, and it's called Praise You Anywhere. We need to be praised to God. We need to give Him all the praise, and we want to praise Him anywhere we're at. This is the newest one from Brandon Lake. Praise You Anywhere on Encouraging Thursdays with CA here on the iHeartRadio Network.
Sometimes you gotta work on the wonder. turn it around, gotta turn it around. I'm calling on the name, it changes everything. Yes, gotta turn it around, gotta turn it around, gotta turn it around. It's all of my heart.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
There we go. That's a great song by Toby Mac. I'm sorry. And sometimes I don't think we're sorry enough. Well, we got one more song. It's a Crystal Lewis song. It's a combination song that you're going to enjoy. And I want you to kind of focus on this. But before I play this last and final song for Encouraging Thursdays, I want to thank you for your loyalty. I want to remind you just of a couple of upcoming things. In October, I will be on iHeartRadio for 4 years. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show was birthed on October, 4 years ago. I'll be doing a different kind of journey. What I'm going to do is a live cast and a radio taping live, which will be publicized on the podcast. I will take the journey in a different direction this time. You may need your handkerchief after you see the journey that CA was on for 2 years. But how God had pulled me on over the top. And I always feel His blessings every day. Let me give you a little words of encouragement. Maybe today you're down and out. You've been discouraged. Things ain't going the way you want them to. Bring down the walls. Let God intercede in your life. Let the Holy Spirit, the helper. Remember God, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's the helper that's going to help you with what you're going through. He's going to guide you. It's God, and He's going to guide you. But if you put walls up, He's not going to be able to help you. It's going to deflect. Only you as a Christian can bring Him down and let Him intercede in your life. Maybe right now you don't have Jesus in your heart. I want to give you an opportunity, just this 1 second here, before we play this song, to let Jesus into your heart right now. As I play this song, to the sinners out there, if you don't have Jesus in your heart, now is the accepted time. All you got to do is admit, believe, and commit your life to Him. If you want to learn about Jesus, I'll help you right now. With eyes closed and a humble heart, let's pray for the sinners out there that want to know about Jesus. Dear Lord, forgive me of all my many sins, for I have sinned. But I love You. God, I ask for a full cleansing and ask that You just cleanse me of my heart. And God, I just pray right now, I believe You sent Your Son Jesus Christ and He died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sins. When He died on that cross on the third day, He is resurrected. He is alive and well, sitting right next to You on the right-hand side of the throne. God, I just pray right now that You just not only forgive me of my sins, because I admit I'm a sinner, but I come to You asking for full forgiveness and that You live in me and dwell in me, for I believe You and I accept You as my personal Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. And along with that being a commitment, I want to do whatever You want me to do, any kind of work for You, and I want to follow that bridge of life with You. It's not going to be easy, but you know what? I got You and a body of believers, of radio listeners and Christian brothers and sisters in Christ that stand with me. Thank You for all You do. In Jesus' name we ask and pray, and all God's people said in 110% total agreement, amen. All right, here we go, and congratulations to the ones that accepted Jesus. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or text it to me on Text a Prayer. Let me know you got saved. Or Facebook message me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast And I'd love to hear that you got saved and you accepted Christ. Here's a full cleansing for you. Crystal Lewis on her closeout. It's a combination, just as I am and I surrender all. Maybe you need just to surrender to Him. Rededicate your life to Him. Listen to the words. To Jesus, I surrender. I surrender all. Well, let's close out. Hope you got encouraged today. Share my podcast anytime, guys. Let's say our prayer. Dear Jesus, help us with all these encouraging words and music that we need. God, I just pray you be with our text of prayer, people that need prayer, even people in general that need prayer. God, we love you. We thank you for everything you do. Forgive us of all of our many sins, for we ask this in your precious name. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA. Got to saddle up, leave Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio, central downtown Fort Worth. Y'all have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.